Hi everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depends where you are in the world. This is Shai Danon from Raising the Frequency in Israel, and I'm here again, how good is that, with Dr. Laszlo Boros, and we're going to speak about deuteronomics and melanin, which is something relatively new. And the more we wait or the more we try to dig in this subject, we find more information, very relevant information and important information for our health and how it works with mitochondria and with light and energy production. So that's why Dr. Laszlo Boros is here with us today to shed some light on the matter. Let's start. Hi, Laszlo. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Good. Here we are again. It's almost like a weekly broadcast, which is actually not a bad idea, to be honest.
Well, we did one 2 weeks ago, I believe, or 3 weeks ago, and I got some very interesting inquiries from your audience.
Yes.
Especially from your friend who is an expert on this mushroom related melanin source. And so we were exchanging ideas and answered questions on both sides and mm-hmm. asked questions. Again, I'm very curious about this approach. And so I was hoping that we can actually kind of talk about my end of melanin and your end of melanin, how and what it does and what's the source and those kind of details. And I was wondering if we can discuss those in your podcast.
Yeah. So you're referring to Uriel or Yuri or Jürgen. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, maybe 8 months ago, a world expert on mushrooms came to Israel for a visit for a few days. And Yuri was with him. And I had an interview with him, and it was in Russian, and it was translated live. And I asked this guy, I forgot his name now, from Russia. He's like, you know, top three or top five mushroom experts in the world, from Russia, mm-hmm. from Moscow. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, okay, let's say I know nothing about mushrooms. What are the best, give me the three best or the best one mushroom I can take for that can improve anything. He said, well, I cannot give you one. I can give you three. But the first one is chaga. Mm-hmm. Then he gave other names. And but why I'm referring to chaga, because that was his first answer. But also out of chaga, which is not a normal mushroom, it's not in the soil, it's on trees, it's like growing on trees, and it sucks all the energy from the tree. So on one side, it's bad for the tree, but on the other hand, you get like a concentrated energy pack mm-hmm. in a mushroom that grows on tree. And what Yuri is doing with his friend in Russia, because Yuri is here in Israel, unlike other, I should call them products that are being sold on Amazon, Amazon and iHerb and all these lot, you know, all these money-making machines. This guy in Russia, he's taking only the actual concentrated content of the chaga. Most companies, they take the whole chunk and they grind it and sell. But he takes just the active part, which is the cover, it's the layout, it's the darker layout on the mushroom. And he only uses that. And out of that, he basically can produce concentrated melanin. And that in itself, I mean, anyway, chaga mushroom has a lot of benefits. But the active content, melanin, you can have it in like 60% activity or concentration. And 90%, I'm drinking every morning. This 90 a glass in my daily broadcast almost daily. I drink a glass of 90% activated melanin from chaga mushroom. Mm-hmm. Now, like you, Laszlo, normally I prefer just the sun, the soil, to hug a tree and to be in nature. But really, when you look at the world that we live today in, full of, you know, graphene oxide, mRNA bullshit, and all these big cartels and big pharmaceutical, you know, I don't want to go into that path, but you know what I mean.
Let's talk about melanin today.
Yeah, but so much poison is out there. And actually, the chaga and the melanin really helps us to reduce the stress, to cleanse our body from graphene oxide, you know, and it's quite simple, and you can have it. Okay, it costs some money, but some people really need it. The thing is that most of them don't know that they need it. Mm-hmm. So what Yuri is doing is actually helping here in Israel to all those who took the injections and various other problems, health problems. He provides them with a really good chaga, a mushroom or melanin out of chaga that you cannot get anywhere in the world. Not in shops, not in other, you know, it just does not exist.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Now, for the people of Israel who see this and they grab the opportunity, they are lucky enough to enjoy this. But mm-hmm. what I would like to discuss with you from your research and what you've learned is how melanin works in the body and how it may help to the mitochondria to produce energy. I mean, what's mm-hmm. what melanin does in the body? I think let's start from that before we go into chaga and how we can take it. What melanin is doing in the body and how we can enjoy melanin naturally. And mm-hmm. also naturally, I mean, going in the sun and, you know, supporting the body in a natural way. But also if someone needs to take supplement, and I'm doing this because it's not really a supplement. It's actually from a tree. It's like taking something natural. It's like eating, mm-hmm. you know, a lettuce, mm-hmm. basically. How we can use something like that maybe supporting ourselves. So mm-hmm.
ask you just, and I wish Yuri was here, but maybe we can connect with him through the phone. So if I'm correct, this chaga mushroom grows on the side of the tree. Is that right? Those are the
yes.
hard kind of outgrow. They grow out from the tree trunk. And can you show a picture of him? Or,
yes, I'm just
somehow.
Yes, I'm on it.
Because, you know, I have become interested in melanin, among other things, apparently, because melanin seems to be the, okay, I see.
You see, so you uh-huh. see, this is like a chunk that you can uh-huh. cut it from the tree and grind all of it. But what uh-huh. what they do is they take only the black stuff, which is the mm-hmm. active content of the mm-hmm. the mushroom. I will look also for other pictures, okay? Just so people can mm-hmm. see, and so can you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are two things that before we go into details of melanin, mm-hmm. I like to maybe just ask you or talk about the possibilities that growing a mushroom or any kind of like prokaryotes or like nitrogen binding bacteria on tree roots and so on, and plants, including trees, they live in symbiotic relationships with other plants, mushrooms, bacteria, protozoans, you name
insects,
it.
Yes.
Insects and so on. So mushrooms or the chaga mushroom may not be bad for the tree for that matter. So let's figure out why it is a good deal for the tree to have these mushrooms necessarily. Because symbiotic relationships in nature mean that they kind of live in a close biological unity of some sort, and they both benefit one way or another of the existence of the other species, in this case, trees and mushrooms. And the melanin accumulation on the surface of this mushroom layer is very interesting because it may help the tree And I'll tell you how and what's the possible scenarios there are.
So hang on. Just a quick one. Normally, mushrooms, I totally agree with you, the symbiotic relationships between the plants, the trees, the soil, and various other things. So the mushrooms is like it's a whole new life. Oh, there is Yuri. Hang on. I call him again. Hang on. Wait. Ah, Yuri. I'm here with Laszlo Boros live, and we wanted to have you on board.
Okay,
so we switch to English now. You can say hi to Laszlo. Laszlo, you can hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him. Hi, Yuri, how are you?
Good. I'll increase the volume also. Okay, so just to say, and Laszlo brought up a subject, and I just want to answer, and if you have something to correct me, Yuri, please do. So unlike all the mushroom, you know, you have the animal kingdom, plants, and you have mushrooms, which are not animal and not plants, and they do support nature. They are the communication network of nature, the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. But chaga is not that mushroom. It's like something that grows on tree and it sucks the energy. So it actually, it's not so beneficial to the tree, if I understand correctly. And we take this chaga and we actually use what it accumulated from the tree. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just showing another picture. Laszlo, I'm showing another picture here. You can see that the inside of the chaga, mm-hmm. It looks like the bark of the tree. It looks like mm-hmm. the inside of a tree, mm-hmm. but the outside, the dark stuff, is what actually Yuri is using and also providing to people who need it.
Mm-hmm. And just the skin, where the most melanin accumulated.
Yeah, just the skin, where the most melanin is accumulated. What he said. Okay. I'll mm-hmm. let you speak in a minute, Yuri. It's good that you're with us. So you see the content of the black, the cover, is very small in relation to the whole mushroom. And we That's use right. only mm-hmm. this, but the other companies like iHerb and all these guys, you know, they use everything and they sell it as chaga. But this is like 10% activity from what you actually mm-hmm. need. So mm-hmm. now, Yuri, can you shed some more light on what I just said and generally on the...
Yes, generally it's coming that chaga itself is a part of the tree. The only quality which is have one of the things is that it accumulate all the juices of this tree. It becomes a cancer of the tree.
A cancer, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a cancer of the tree, but it's not, don't have properties of most mushrooms, excluding that it's just sucking from the tree the juice. Mm-hmm. And all the ingredients, and this creature that could be 8 or 10 kilos. So usually after the dry, the skin is even a 5%, not 10, 5, 3%, which we had told it previously.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely similar like a skin of the people. We mm-hmm. can provide a comparison absolutely similar to this. So body is covered under the skin, and because skin absorbs most of the rays from sun, and the melanin is blocking the sun rays in order not to distract the mushroom, that's why it is black. Black matter is actually the big wall, as you also have it from other research, which is protecting as well as a tree from this radiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I tell you why this is very interesting. Can this kind of kill the tree, or can you tell the tree is lacking something?
There is many other trees which have a similar formation, but chaga is growing only on the birch tree. Big tree is usually growing 400 years, up to 400 years, and the chaga can survive in very harsh conditions. That's why melanin is formed over there for about 30, 40 years. So it's mm-hmm. like a laboratory which existing in the nature on some usually top parts of the tree. And according to location of chaga, we can see how much tree is healthy, how long it can survive.
Okay, so can you kind of give an idea if this is a symbiotic relationship, meaning that the tree may benefit one way from the chaga mushroom, because cancer may not necessarily the best way of describing the situation. It's more like a long-term symbiotic relationship of one particular species of the tree kingdom and this chaga mushroom, which seems like it's only grown in this kind of tree. It's not everywhere or not the kind of common type of mushroom that lives on organic matter.
Yes, yes. It's so, it's a quite unique stuff, which also known to the humanity for use over 5,000 years. We mm-hmm. have an evidence of a kind of finding some ice time men, which was found in Europe, mm-hmm. in ice, and mm-hmm. He had a few mushrooms in his small pocket, including chaga.
Hmm. Okay, so we know this from ice ages.
It's an issue because chaga itself should choose the tree. It actually has also consciousness. The seed is not planting in the tree which has short type of life or absolutely healthy. It's using the tree which has some kind of weakness, but it can survive for quite very long period of time in a very harsh condition, in mm-hmm. a hard winds like 200 kilometers per hour, 250 kilometers per hour, very cold weather, minus 50, minus 60. And with all of this, the symbiosis is working. It's going mm-hmm. on. It flows mm-hmm. a little bit. And when a short summer is coming in the Siberian regions or North Pole regions like Canada, like US, then it is, of course, accumulate most of energy from the sun, ultraviolet. And we okay. see it in the skin in a black matter.
Yuri, after the chaga grows, I mean, eventually the tree will die because of the chaga?
Human, like we have carcinoma and mm-hmm. we have melanoma, which melanoma is a slow cancer and the carcinoma is a quick cancer. And it's absolutely like a melanoma, long the time it can coexist with the tree, participate with it. As I said, data collected shows us up to 35, 40 years.
Okay. So this mushroom can actually kill the tree after a longer period of time.
What do you say?
The mushroom can kill the tree after these 40 years. Yes.
It's weakening a tree structure. And, you know, we have in a tree
fibers.
Yeah, and the fibers. And these fibers becoming weaker, and so wind, which is blowing, they just crushing tree in this very weak place.
Okay. Very interesting in a sense. Okay, go ahead.
The chaga should be collected only from the live tree.
Ah, not from the dead ones. Okay.
No, because then it started necrosis process, and as all of the trees, as all of the plants, it's just destructed by its nature. It's not standing, of course, it's standing like 5, 7, 8 years in the nature still, but it's losing its quality. Very important and how it's collected, and specialists know it, and the ones who care about quality, they usually take it from upper part of the plant.
Upper part mean that from top of the tree, from the top part?
Yeah. Like say, two sorts of the tree, like over 50%. This is the quality of this plant matter of chaga, is the best quality which is collecting. So it's juicing all the tree matters, which starting from downside and upside, and the tree can be 30, 40 meters height.
Okay. after the tree dies with this chaga mushroom on it, would the mushroom die too? Would the mushroom
mushroom, as they say, is living much longer because it's accumulated all of the juices, all of the ingredients which can supply the chaga with coexistence. But of course, with the winds, with the weather, it's also becoming distracted on the open air conditions. And as a result, we have the usual necrosis process, like if the animal dies, it's like few months or months, and the chaga can take few years, but it's losing the quality because of oxidation.
Okay. And your friend from Russia, who is the mushroom expert, was talking to you guys. That's what Shai was telling me, that he researches this chaga mushrooms.
Dr. Vishnevsky, he spent actually his life on it. But besides of him, we're also in touch with a cathedra of a university in a Siberia institution, where they're working on with the chaga like a medicine.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Big Pharma invested for the last years $800 million in the chaga itself. Just I think taking out from the market because it's producing quite big damage for the pharmaceutical industry.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, you understand what he just said, Laszlo?
I mean, yeah, pharmaceutical. Yeah, they want to make this as a pharmaceutical product, after all.
Yeah, because just using chaga can cause a lot of damage to the pharmaceuticals.
It can replace many vitamins, many like vitamin D, vitamin E. Because
supplements, yeah.
To produce these vitamins itself in the body, if the person use it, and melanin using as a block, to block the UV, and as a result, the body can use this UV and produce vitamins in the body.
Yeah.
So that the rays are very influential on the function of the melanin in the body. And it's depending on the wavelength, we have different compliance of the melanin. From there, it can be damaging and it can be beneficial.
Okay. Very interesting.
Research day, just like we have one plugman, and it's going and crush all of the items in the body. As any nature, it has the positive things and the negative things, and we should to know both of the sides. And we have research on both of the sides and compare it, a comparison, and to use it for safety and the use of the human being. And the doctor there, Abishnevsky, he just provided one of the examples, which was for the army use, for survival of the soldiers, like they was doing it with the drop of the red, which they was putting in harsh conditions of desert, and no water, no food, and the drop which was receiving the chaga, wiped 2 days instead of 1 day, which was dying the first drop without it.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting from my point of view, because, you know, I'm a biochemist and I do research on challenging sports physiology. This is what we covered last time, how someone mm-hmm. can make it up to the top of the Mount Everest in a certain diet or dietary arrangement, where this mushroom or the melanin part of this whole story is cited a few times in my paper, because that's, and I'm going to tell you my end of the story as far as melanin is concerned, because I think this is a very interesting connection here, both physiology, pharmacology, and also medicine for that matter. And there are some good biochemical reasoning behind this.
It is. Okay. Can I talk, sorry?
Yes.
Can he do what? Sorry.
Recently, I sent to you, Shai, the bunch of reports about melanin, which was hidden in the years of COVID, of corona, so-called disease. Because as you remember, when we wanted to build the page, it was not really much material available on melanin.
Yes.
But suddenly, when I made the search, it went out that the most work was done exactly in this year, 2020, 2021, 2022, about excellent benefit of melanin in a surgery, in a carcinoma, in a most cancer features, most cancer diseases, and other immune system diseases. And I was really careful thinking how suddenly all of this material is going so much free and wide. And when I made a few researches, I said, the big pharma is actually using nanotechnology, and they're using the melanin in order to brainwash people that they can get the melanin by nanotechnology delivering it in the cell, while melanin itself don't need this nanotechnology, because it is nanotechnology of the nature. Mm. And it's a structure, it's a cell so small that they can really intrude the cell and to make a repair DNA. We have some of the researches with just chaga, not just any melanin powder derived from it. That cells was placed in nitric acid, I think it's the most strong acid from all of the acids, which can even beat the gold. And 30-40% of cells to white in the group of chaga, while in the group without chaga, it all was there.
Mm-hmm.
Recently I did a show to you, Shai. It was shown the breakthrough, which they really tried to talk about, because it can replace all of the sugar industry, on which a lot of food industry and pharmaceutical industry built, with showing that the mitochondria can use just melanin and no need sugar as a source of energy.
Which is really interesting. I mean,
yeah, and I tell you why this is a very interesting finding, because this all comes kind of in line with our understanding of melanin in our human body and how it serves mitochondrial functions. It's really interesting for that matter.
Yeah.
There was even a research which I think I sent to the Shai to share with you. Is about the cosmic matter, that very, very many cosmic matters, like different stones traveling or dust traveling in the space, it all contains the melanin in a macro, in a nanoparticle.
Mm.
Which mm-hmm. they suggest, of course, that this is a kind of a path of a life or evolution which can travel from the planet to the planet. Of course, we have different opinion about this, we shy.
Yeah.
But it's very important that they show on it on this microscope method and in an intercellular method.
Mm-hmm. Yuri, Do you have a way to go on computer, or it's you cannot do it now?
I will try to do it.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Actually, I'm trying to be as much as
now, okay. I'll tell you my end of the story, because I want to connect here. Especially, there is no organic matter necessary for energy production when melanin is present. No glucose, no lactate, no other carbon, hydrogen, proton sources are necessary. And this is how our eyes are operating. This is why we cited in the mountain climbing paper melanin as the source of energy for accomplishing such sporting challenge. Now, let's start with the most simple scenario and just look at our eyes. The human eye operates with light. This is how we see and orient ourselves around in our environment, because the photons that arrive in our eyes, they have to stimulate certain neurocytes or nerve cells, which are modified cells, to generate a electric action potential or electric current based on light exposure. These are called the rods and the cones in our eyes. You probably heard about these. One of those is responsible for color sight, and the other one is sensible or responsible for sensing light intensity, how strong the light that has come, just to provide contrast for and shades and such. Now, to see shades and such, changes in photon pressure. Now, you believe it or not, these cells have no direct blood supply. And this is the most kind of surprising scenario in this whole story. And besides that, having very limited blood supply, there are five cell layers that actually block these cells to get directly anything from blood. They also have a very unique feature, and that is that they are the highest energy or ATP producing cells in our body.
Wow.
Which you would not expect from cells that have no direct blood supply.
Yes.
So that's as simple as that.
So what's the explanation to that?
Huh?
What's the explanation to that?
Melanin.
Wow.
And I'll tell you how it works. This is why I was so interested in talking to you guys after our latest podcast, because here's what happens. Mitochondria, in their inner membrane, they run these nanomotors called ATP synthase. We talked about this and we covered these. Esther has a very nice video kind of image of how they rotate based on proton movements, mean that hydrogens or protons with one positive charge, they attach to this rotor and they spin them around, and ATP is squeezed with a phosphate, so ATP is produced. And these cells are very alert, or these cells are very active, simply because they have to respond to light. And if you look at light's resonance and look the nanometers of this electromagnetic range, it's a very rapid, very intense image or signal processing unit. And this requires the most ATP to regenerate these action potentials based on photon exposure. So simply, rods and cones have to use a better and more efficient energy producing system, or ATP generating mitochondria, than most of the rest of cells in our body, simply because they respond to light. And because of the light intensities and color, vision requires a lot of regenerating of these action potentials, which you need ATP-dependent pumps. Now, if this would depend on blood supply and blood glucose and lactate and so on, molecules to carry protons to supply these nanomotors in the form of food. And it's very interesting because our body operates based on food. We don't use photosynthesis, so we cannot generate organic molecules, but we can generate energy from organic molecules using the same proton. And those protons are carried on carbons that can be glucose, that can be lactate, it can be fatty acids, it doesn't matter at this point, but these pumps operate with protons. Now, if you have to have a carrier of protons, then the supply of protons becomes dependent on the carrier supply, meaning that how much glucose, how much lactate, and so on you can supply for mitochondria. Now, melanin and the retina, which is our kind of light sensing cell layer, what they figure that is that if they stop light, photons, with the help of a layer called pigmentosa or melanin layer in the bottom of our eyes. I'm not sure if you knew this, but actually the last layer of cells in our eyes is loaded with melanin, meaning that it's actually the densest source of melanin in our body. It's not our hair, it's not our
skin,
it has nothing to do with that. It's actually in the eyes, it's a whole, just it looks like that mushroom. It's dark black, deep, absorbing all the light that comes in. It's like this mushroom on the tree.
Yeah,
it's that dark. It's chalk dark. It's it's the darkest dark as you can see as far as or sense as far as melanin accumulation. Now, you need two elements to run ATP synthase, and that is practically oxygen gas and hydrogen gas, H2 and O2. Now, hydrogen gas is not available in blood supply, and hydrogen gas and oxygen gas is only available for cells if they are carried by blood. So how would rods and cones get oxygen and hydrogen to actually produce metabolic water from hydrogen and oxygen when there is no blood supply? Simply because of the help of melanin. Because what melanin can do is it can take two molecules of water, H2O, break it into hydrogen and oxygen, and two molecules of hydrogen gas, 2H2, will be produced, and an oxygen gas molecule, O2, will be produced from water. Not from organic molecules, but from water. And only melanin can do this.
Wow.
So melanin can supply our rods and cones with oxygen gas and hydrogen gas that can actually, when they reunite after hydrogen kind of rotated these nanomotors, they produce metabolic water again. So melanin can break water and mitochondria can produce water from the gas. And because these gases penetrate freely through cell membranes, because they are so small in their molecular weight, especially H2 or hydrogen gas, they don't need blood supply. And mitochondria don't need blood supply to actually gain energy from water source, hydrogen and oxygen. For them, it doesn't matter if oxygen for cells, it doesn't matter how oxygen and protons got into the mitochondria. They just need these two gases to rotate those ATP synthase nanomotors and produce energy. For them, it doesn't matter. If it comes in organic molecules through the circulation, other body cells can use the same mechanism, but they don't have to break water. Now, in the eyes, you have to break water, and for that, you have to use melanin. Because melanin is, I'm not going to go into details how melanin breaks water and how melanin harvests protons or hydrogen for that matter. And producing oxygen gas is more like a side effect of or just it happens on the side. Is Yuri saying something or am I hearing something?
No, it just echo from his phone.
Okay. Okay.
Yuri, are you on the computer yet?
Because my battery is finishing on this phone, okay? Just answering.
Okay, but call on this landline, okay?
Let me see. This is 7373.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye. Wait. Laszlo, mm-hmm. Listen. What you just said is really interesting. I tell you why. I will tell you something from a totally different subject. And I'm thinking if we could combine these two subjects for energy creation, this is like, whoa. And now hear me out. You know, I'm just a normal dude. I'm not a professor. I'm not a scientist, but still something in my head works. Okay. I should say. So, you know,
Shai, you have a very rational, straight approach.
Yes, okay? Yes.
You're street smart in a good sense.
As well.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't have to be sophisticated. You don't have to, you know, you get the essence out of stuff.
Yes, I do. And that's the most important, really. So, do you know the system which is called HHO, which is like hydrogen on demand, and it's taking water, they use it in cars, in engines, okay? Mm-hmm. You take water with electric current. רגע, יורי, יש אקו אצלך. יש אצלך אקו. Call again if... Okay. So, they use this in engines. יורי, call again. They take water with... electric current, they break the water into hydrogen and
dehydrolyze.
They use the gas, they take the gas into the carburetor, okay? And basically the air that goes into the engine is now rich in oxygen and hydrogen. So you can tell the sensor of the engine to use less petrol, because now it has the air rich in oxygen and hydrogen, okay, out of the water. Now, what you just described is that melanin can do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Until now, it was a system in the car. And by the way, I have this system. I used to have it on my, I used to have a GMC, like a big GMC van. I take the system out, the hydrogen on demand system. I still have it. It needs some renovation and this, but anyway. This system exists. And what you're saying, Laszlo, is basically that the melanin can use as this electric current to break the water into hydrogen and oxygen. And I can theoretically take the gas into the engine and help the engine to reduce its petrol intake.
So, yeah, because... Yes. That's right, because here's how God designed this planet. The most efficient,
amazing.
The most efficient way of producing energy is to unite an oxygen with a hydrogen.
Yes.
Okay, to produce water. Now, this is what we call the exploding gas. It's not like a little amount of energy. You remember maybe in high school when the physics teacher brought in a car battery, put some salt in the water, put the positive and negative charge in the same water tank, and these gases started bubbling.
Yeah.
And then you collected these oxygen and hydrogen gas into different, into two balloons.
Yes.
Okay. So as soon as the hydrogen balloon grew this big and it would fit in my hands. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The whole class, only the hydrogen part.
It could use better
the whole class had to go down to the gym, kind of sit and wait on the side while the teacher with this balloon was standing in the middle of the gym, this much, with a candle on a stick, okay? He didn't get close to it, on a stick with a candle, because oxygen is in the air, 21% partial pressure. So we only needed the hydrogen for this experiment, okay? And you know what it did? As soon as he hit this little balloon filled with hydrogen with this little candlelight, so oxygen was charged already to be ready to unite with hydrogen, this whole thing exploded. Okay? That was such a huge explosion, simply just using hydrogen gas uniting with oxygen. Your mitochondria is using the same energy, which is 280 kilojoule per mole. That means from one mole of these elements, you can actually generate 280 kilojoules. That means this energy, if it's harvested for biological purposes, just like the chaga mushroom, just like your retina, just like what you describe in your car, it doesn't matter. You need only oxygen and hydrogen. As long as you need, you have hydrogen, you only need organic molecules to actually contain hydrogen in a pasted out scale, meaning that it doesn't, it's not going to explode. Because it has to be a controlled process. It produces so much energy that it has to be controlled, contained. Yes. And organic molecules or carbons carrying hydrogen can't just do that. Okay? It's like more like a, you have to absorb hydrogen protons, attach them to another molecule so they don't react with oxygen that rapidly, suddenly, that efficiently. Now, in your car, you need this to actually help the engine to generate explode, because in the pistons what you do is you squeeze your gasoline and your hydrogen gas and your oxygen gas between your piston and your cylinder head, and that's when the spark comes. Excuse me, that's when your oxygen becomes elementary oxygen. The O2 breaks up into OO with one negative charge, and they will unite with a proton or a hydrogen and produce all this energy, practically explode. And that helps your car engine, that helps your retina, and that helps your mitochondria in HIV or COVID or whatever there is. When there is compromised circulation, when there is compromised oxygen and organic matter delivery in the form of glucose, lactate, and so on. That's why you don't need glucose and lactate when you have melanin and water, for that matter.
So what's your stand now, Laszlo? I mean, I know we spoke a couple of weeks ago, let's say, and we communicated via emails with all the links that Yuri has sent. And you, and I said this at the beginning of this broadcast, that like you, I prefer just natural stuff. I mean, you know, sun, earth, praying to God, be inside a very nourishing environment, let's say. But there's some benefits, and I'm asking you, do you see the benefits of the intake of melanin, concentrated melanin coming out of chaga, that may help health issues, but also replace a natural replacement of many supplements or other products out there that work maybe 10% then or 15% than this melanin coming out of
if melanin can help you from anything from your microbiome, if it can produce hydrogen gas from water, liquid, whatever, with the help of light, which biophoton, for example, then of course there is a benefit. Why? Because hydrogen gas produced by this melanin source in your gut can penetrate your body simply because they don't need circulation. They can just penetrate through layers, lipid layers of cell membranes. The Bible refers to these as kind of a firmament between water. The Bible is very interesting because it actually talks about these scenarios. Mm. When you talk about dividing a water surface or a water body with a firmament, then you separate water from water, so you can build these electron and ion gradients, and you can actually start producing biological energy, one way or another.
That's amazing. Amazing.
It's all about energy. Now, in Germany, they did a study. They actually they had the patients to look into 670 nanometer non-destructive laser light for 3 minutes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They did this experiment in the morning. Actually, their color vision improved by 17% for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I mentioned the study last time, I believe. But that's, let me reiterate this whole scenario, okay?
But hang on, no damage? No damage whatsoever?
No damage to the eyes. No, the intensity, the light intensity was practically just to stimulate these cones and rods using melanin and light to produce oxygen and hydrogen from metabolic water that is produced in the morning after ketosis, after an overnight fast with low deuterium. Because you start burning fat during the night, and fat is low in deuterium, so your metabolic water in the morning in your eyes have less deuterium, so photons can break that water easier for rod and cone operations. If they did the experiment in the afternoon after the patient ate the McDonald's shit, whatever, you know, the hospital food, whatever, you know, bread, fake stuff, you know, this, you know, supplement, you know, this experiment didn't work. Meaning that if you load your water with deuterium from food, then this experiment has less of efficacy. So you need, and this is how we tell that this is by breaking water by melanin in your eyes, and that helps, that improves your color vision for longer time.
For 2 weeks,
and
yeah.
Melanin is a huge part of this whole scenario.
Amazing. Yuri, you want to say something, mate?
Holding in the tent research, which you also have it, from Sweden, which was made on a chaga melanin in 2017. So people cannot say like it's only Russians coming and we don't accept it, and we like other scientists say about it. We know that lots of scientists did write works about it. So they claim that in their work, they received two types of melanin in the chaga, because it's very hard to extract out. It needs higher temperatures because it's like in Pandora box. It's hiding itself. It do not want to get out. Mm. So one of the types is U melanin, and another one is DHN type melanin, which is actually, they claim, is not organic, but mineral.
Okay.
Actually, this meaning that like an accumulator which is used in the car, this is the way the body can use a supply of melanin for the body to produce energy without any sugar, without any sugar consumption and the side effects of glucose.
Okay.
What we also can take into account that if I understood right, we don't need even a water supply for this purpose, because melanin makes this work by cracking water into hydrogen and oxygen and making opposite process. And I think this was completed with the experience of these Russians on their, which didn't receive no water, no food, and still.
But you need light.
Very harsh conditions of the desert and the 40 degree hot.
But you need, that's why saying that you need light. You still need light. Even without water and food, you still need light.
Yes, yes. Of course. But you know, we can light.
You see how tricky this is? You can actually break water, then you make water by mitochondria. Then you can break it again. You can actually use it again for ATP synthesis. And the energy input is only light.
Light.
One more thing, Shai. People who did use melanin extracted from chaga,
yeah,
did report that they are hair fall stopped by 50% at least. So this meaning that in a follicular of a hair, a big part takes melanin for, yeah, our hair.
Yes, you understand, Laszlo. I mean, people who had hair loss after consuming melanin from chaga, the makes hair sense. Loss stopped. Yes, mm-hmm. makes sense. Exactly. It's like you can say, even if you maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have some skin issues and if you take melanin from chaga, also the skin issues may start to repair themselves because you take melanin and you need it also for the skin.
Yeah, any process that improves hydrogen gas production in your body that is low in deuterium, and I assume it is, and it has to be because it can only break oxygen-hydrogen bonds. It's not very efficient breaking oxygen-deuterium bonds. You are a winner, for that matter.
And that's, again, this is like this is biohacking. I mean, in a good sense, not the bad biohacking.
Hackers here, okay?
Yes.
I don't give much about mainstream shit, you know,
of
how
course,
we are,
of course.
Brother.
This is like really serious stuff, you know, because it's like it's also in the Bible and we speak about it and you do the research about it. And Yuri is bringing up the, you know, the new content related to melanin and how it works with mitochondria and obviously light. And this conversation is fascinating. It can go it goes on and on. I'm just thinking, okay, what's the next step? I mean, can you, Laszlo, can you, let's say Yuri will send you, let's say two packets or whatever, it doesn't matter the number, but one of higher concentrated melanin from chaga and maybe another one medium, although you can do it also only with the higher concentration of melanin from chaga. Is there tests you can run on it? I mean, is there something that you can do with it? Or maybe I have...
Listen, let's discuss this in another podcast because, right, or just let's decide this through email because I have to go now. And thank you very much for your time. Thank you so much for your...
Sure, amazing. Thank
you very much. This was very helpful to me. This makes a lot of sense, and there's a lot of mechanisms that we can link through deuteronomics and biblical reading and understanding these concepts and principles. And so, let's email those scenarios and
let's see what evolves. Thank you, Dr. Laszlo Boros. Thank you very much. Listen. I close the broadcast. Can you stay 1 minute? I just want to ask you something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Yuri. Thank you very much, mate.
It's one question to Mr. Laszlo.
Yes.
Maybe he will think about apply his method of using the fat of animal together with melanin and to see maybe it provides kind of booster, which one thing strengthening use of other by the body.
Yeah, there is definitely there's a boosting effect, like in cars, just what Shai described, you know, helping gasoline to be enriched with hydrogen gas and oxygen gas. It's practically breaking water to produce a very high energy source, like gas supply for the engines. And this is why it's so hard to develop these hydrogen or water-powered cars, simply because if there's an accident, if the hydrogen gas tank is damaged one way or another, then it's not just an accident, then maybe a few people get injured, but maybe the whole neighborhood is gone, you see?
The whole planet. Okay, yes, I see what you mean. Yuri, thank you very much. Laszlo, stay with me, all right?
Okay,
Yuri, I'll talk with you later. Thank you very much, Uriel. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Yuri.
Okay, I close the broadcast and I'm back with you. Thank you guys for all of you who've been here and listening and being with us, thank you very much. Hope you find it interesting, at least as we did. See you in next podcast. Lazo, stay with me. I'm back.